This is the time of the year when our Jewish friends celebrate Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. It's the most important holy day on the Jewish calendar. And that's what we'll be talking about today, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. This is Liz Aiello. Today, our Bible teacher is the late Dr. Charles Helf, founder and director of CJF Ministries. His subject is the Day of Atonement. I'll be back a little later with information about a special offer, so have your pencil and paper ready. Now, with today's study, here is Dr. Helf.
We're so happy to come back and preach to you the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior for the Jew and the only Savior for the Gentile. We're speaking on the subject at the present time, the Day of Atonement. The most solemn and the most important of all the Jewish holy days was the great Day of Atonement. On this day, the high priest would enter into the Holy of Holies to make an atonement for all the sins of the people. Now, the word atonement means to cover. And once each year, God covered the sins of his people, Israel, on this great day, the Day of Atonement. Now, in these messages, we're noticing how the Day of Atonement typifies God's marvelous plan of redemption in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles handy, will you please turn with me to Hebrews, the 9th chapter. Hebrews, the 9th chapter, beginning with the 11th verse. Now, the book of Hebrews is really a commentary on the Day of Atonement. In the book of Hebrews, we have a contrast between the Day of Atonement and the atoning work of the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross of Calvary. Now, let's begin looking at the 11th verse of Hebrews, the 9th chapter. Now, listen carefully to God's word. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Now, the Jewish high priest went into the Holy of Holies once a year. He would take the blood sacrifice, and he would make an atonement for the sins of the people. But the Bible says here that Christ has obtained eternal redemption for us. You see, that's the difference between the atonement that the Jews had and the eternal redemption that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Jews only had an annual redemption, but, beloved, we have an eternal redemption because the Bible says here that Christ, by his own blood, entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. You see, Jesus Christ did what the Old Testament priest was never able to do. He obtained eternal redemption for us. He finished the plan of salvation. Salvation, now listen to me, beloved, salvation was completed once and for all the day that Jesus Christ died on the cross. Now skip down, if you will, to the 24th verse, and I want you to notice the contrast between the Day of Atonement and the atoning work of the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary's cross. It says, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of others. In other words, Christ doesn't have to come back and die over and over again. He doesn't have to come back and sacrifice himself every year. Beloved, the one sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross of Calvary is all sufficient. You can't be saved over and over again. You can only be saved once, because Jesus Christ only had to die once. And then it goes on and says here in the 26th verse, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world, or in the end of the age, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Well, here we're told that the Lord Jesus Christ, not once a year, but once for all, has settled the great question of sin. Now, I want you to continue to notice with me today how the work of the high priest on the Day of Atonement typifies the person and work of our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go back to Leviticus, the 16th chapter, where we have the details of this important day, the Day of Atonement. Now, let's notice verses 3 and 4 of Leviticus, the 16th chapter. The high priest did a very important thing on the Day of Atonement, and I want you to notice what it was. Listen to this. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with a linen mitre shall he be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. Now we're told here that the Jewish high priest on the Day of Atonement divested himself of all of his rich attire, and instead of wearing his golden garments as he ordinarily did, he put on white linen garments from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. In other words, he laid aside all of his expensive garments, and on this particular day, he wore white linen garments. Beloved, isn't that a perfect picture of our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Just as the high priest laid aside his golden garments on the Day of Atonement, the Lord Jesus Christ laid aside the glory of heaven when he came to this earth to be our Savior. That's what the Bible says. Turn with me to Philippians, the second chapter. Philippians, the second chapter, beginning at the 5th verse. I want you to notice this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The Word of God tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ had all the glory of heaven, but he laid it all aside in order to come to this earth to die for our sins and paid the price for our redemption. You know, Paul describes this when he says over in 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, he says, "We know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ became poor. He was the richest of the rich, but he became the poorest of the poor in order to be our Savior. Beloved, the Lord Jesus was so poor that he didn't even have a home to call his own. You know, he said the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. The Lord Jesus Christ was so poor that he had to borrow Peter's boat and use it for a pulpit. The Lord Jesus Christ was so poor that when he died, he wasn't even buried in his own tomb. He couldn't even afford to buy a cemetery lot. He was buried in a borrowed tomb, the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. He became poor, beloved. He laid aside the glory of heaven. And just as the high priest laid aside his golden garments on the Day of Atonement, the Lord Jesus Christ laid aside the riches of heaven in order to come to this earth and be our Savior. Let's notice one more contrast between the Day of Atonement and the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. On the Day of Atonement, we find that the priest did all of his work alone. Aaron, as the high priest, went into the Holy of Holies and he did his priestly work alone because none of the other priests were permitted to enter there. I want you to notice what it says. Let's skip down to the 17th verse, Leviticus, the 16th chapter, verse 17. It says, "And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he goeth in to make an atonement in the holy place." Notice that. "There shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he goeth in to make an atonement in the holy place." Now, beloved, no other feet could enter the holy place, and no other hand could sprinkle the blood of the atonement except the high priest. Well, the only one, beloved, who could go into the presence of God to intercede in our behalf was the Lord Jesus Christ. And just as the high priest did his work alone on the Day of Atonement, Jesus Christ did his work alone when he came to this earth to pay our sin debt and to become our Savior. Beloved, Jesus Christ suffered alone in Gethsemane. He suffered alone in Pilate's judgment hall. And finally, he suffered alone on the cross of Calvary. You remember, even the disciples forsook him. Peter said, "Oh, though all men deny you, Lord, I'll never deny you." But the Bible tells us in John the 16th chapter, verse 32, that every one of the disciples fled, and he was left alone. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ was left all alone at the cross of Calvary. Even the Father turned his face so that Jesus cried out and he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Beloved, the Spirit of God had left him. The disciples had forsaken him. Beloved, Jesus Christ suffered and he died all alone. That was the cup that Jesus had to bear. Do you appreciate it? Do you appreciate the death that Christ died for you? Beloved, Jesus Christ was separated from his own Father in heaven on account of your sins. Have you received him as your own personal Lord and Savior? Remember, he said, "He that is not with me is against me." And beloved, you're either standing by the cross with him, or you're on the side with those who crucified him. If you've never trusted the Son of God as your own personal Savior, call upon him right now. Say, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." Believe that he died for your sins. Ask him to save you, and he'll give you the power to become a child of God. We'll take up our study tomorrow right where we left off today as we continue this important series of messages on the Day of Atonement.
Thank you, Dr. Half, and thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. It's always good to have you with us here on Messianic Perspectives. Today, we've been listening to our Bible teacher, Dr. Charles Half, talking about the Day of Atonement. How appropriate that at this special time of the Jewish year, we are reminded how Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, became our atonement 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross. He accomplished our redemption and fulfilled the prophetic symbolism of the biblical Day of Atonement. If you've enjoyed today's study, you'll be glad to know that the entire series is available on one convenient CD. The title is simply The Day of Atonement by Dr. Charles Half. It's available for a contribution of just $6 or more to Messianic Perspectives. Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, as Dr. Charles Half continues our series of studies on the Day of Atonement, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.